Okay, let's start right into it. The next talk is about combining tracers, namely the kernel ftrace and the LTTNG user space trace. So who am I? That's me. I'm Felix. I work as an embedded Linux developer at Siemens Foundation Technology in Munich. And if you ever want to contact me or reach out to me, this is where you find me, on GitHub, Mastodon, and also via email. So before we start with the actual technical stuff, a quick poll. Who of you has worked with ftrace? Ah, that's very good. Who of you has worked with LTTNG tracing? Okay, less people, user space or kernel? Kernel? User space?
Both.
Both, okay. And who of you used both ftrace and LTTNG tracing at the same time? No one. Maybe that changes from now on. Let's see. So where do we come from? This is not an artificial problem we want to solve here, but one we actually had in the field. So we needed tooling to analyze a complex real-time communication bug. So in the field we had a device and there did some real-time communication. And the device was also secure booted. That means you cannot easily make modifications to the kernel or load kernel modules. In general, I really dislike out-of-tree modules, so the LTTNG module from this perspective is a bit problematic. And apart from that, it was also really hard to exchange or replace the kernel we are running there, simply because it was tedious. So it was easier to use the infrastructure we already had in the kernel and combine that with these things we can exchange, like we were able to deploy containers there, also privileged containers, which is good if you want to configure the tracing infrastructure. And by that, we needed a solution which works for our developers, which are familiar with the Trace Compass tool to analyze traces. And in some of our applications, we also already had user space trace points, so LTTNG UST trace points. And the developers really liked them because they are